Hallelujah. There's the, you know, there's a war that's raging. There's a battle that's going on. But Jesus is on the throne. And He's faithful. And He is not going to allow the enemy to win in your life, in my life, our family's life in any way. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love You. We worship You. We thank You, Lord, that You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. We thank You, Father God, that You send Your holy angels, Lord, to watch out for us. We thank You, Lord, that there is a guard that is before us and a guard behind us, and that You have Your Spirit, Lord, that will cause us to hear in the midst of lies and in the times and situations that we're being pulled and twisted in so many different directions. Your truth is there. We ask You in the name of Jesus, Father God, that You just have Your perfect will this morning. You lead us and guide us in Your unction, Lord. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. We ask these things, believe and we receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know what we're going to do. Open up your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. All I heard was one verse. And because with what's happening, what's going on, we need to look at this verse and put what I'd studied for on the back burner. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1. If you're there, say amen. If ye then be risen with Christ, hallelujah, think about that. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If ye then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Brother Zach, would you pray? Yes.
And glory, God.
Yes.
We pray that as the words come off your lips now, that everybody's eyes and minds thinking, Lord, let Your Spirit just soak into our body and
yes.
Our spirit, Lord, and marinate us deep within Your love and Your grace, God.
Oh, yes.
And I pray for it, Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Zach. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, this morning, you and I, every one of us, before we ever opened our eyes, before we ever come out of sleep, the Lord was right there beside you, protecting you. The Holy Spirit was there to inspire you, to inspire me. There was a battle going on. See, the devil loves to attack when you and I are at our weakest point, and when you're asleep, when I'm asleep, that's when the devil comes. When we're, now that can be spiritually asleep, that can be physically asleep, that can be a lot of different things. But this morning, I want you to know that if you are in the place where you believe in the heart and confess with the mouth Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that you have passed from death unto life, that just as Christ rose from that tomb, when you got baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, Romans chapter 6 goes into great detail. It tells you and I that we get baptized into the body of Jesus Christ. And He's the head, we're the many-membered body, and that's why that we're seated in heavenly places with Him. And so we have a new perspective that we need to walk in, we need to live by, that we need to adhere to. Even though we have situations in our lives and in our families' lives, our community, things that is contrary to what everything this precious Bible, this Word, this Jesus Christ says to us, we can't allow anything to dim the light of this Word. This Bible is the your very life. It's the words that Jesus has for you and I. And so this morning, we've got to make sure that we don't get beaten down by circumstance and by situation, but that we recognize and realize that we are risen. We are above everything that this world, that the devil would want to throw at you and I. And so if I start looking from the perspective that I am, Ephesians 2:6, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that I am an overcomer because Jesus overcome, and I'm sitting from that perspective, and if I'm in a place like Brother Zach prayed, where the Holy Spirit is just marinating me, is just soaking me in His presence, because He's the Holy Spirit of truth. It changes my perspective. This morning, as we were worshiping the Lord, and you know, that's what God was doing. He was wanting to cause us to see that there's hope. There's hope. There's an answer. There's victory. There's deliverance. There's power. There's an answer to everything that the enemy would want to do in your life and my life. And it comes from us applying this verse. He said, if ye there, then be risen with Christ. We've got to identify everything about our life with the resurrected Savior. Everything. My health, my finances, my marriage, my relationships, my hope, my confidence. I no longer relate it to the old man and the old way of thinking. I relate it to my new position. I have a position. I've been promoted. You've been promoted this morning by the Spirit of God. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. You're of Jesus Christ. Amen? And Jesus Christ, meaning God's Savior that is anointed. You have the saving Son in your life that puts an anointing upon your life to help you and I to see some things differently. He said, what I want you to do is to start to seek those things which are above. In other words, right now, every one of us, and you know, I don't have to say it out loud, you know, every one of us, as we're praying for each other, we feel different things in our brother and sister's lives. We feel the struggle. We feel the attack of the enemy. And so what we've got to do is we've got to be in the place and the position where we pray from the place of victory, not from the place of despair. We live from the place of victory, not from the place of despair. We live from the understanding that I am risen in Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to seek those things that are above. I'm not going to let the enemy put a label on my loved one. I'm not going to let the enemy put a label on my situation. I'm not going to let the enemy put a label on anything about my life, because the devil can't name one thing. Why? Because he doesn't own anything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24:1, 1 Corinthians 10:26. It's God's. God gave Adam the authority to name. Only His creation can name. The devil chose to step out of the plan and the will of God. But now, today, this day, you're seeking those things that are above because you're risen with Christ. And so you're looking at your life. You're looking at your community. You're looking at situations and circumstances. And you're not willing to call them what the devil wants you to call it. You're not willing to allow the enemy to put any negative connotation on your life. Amen? Because you're seeking those things that are above, and you're looking. You're looking at what Jesus accomplished on the cross for your life, and you start saying, wait a minute. I realized where the devil was using me to label, name some things in my life, to limit some things. See, if I ever say what I'm feeling in the flesh, I stop the move of the Spirit. If I ever look and allow what I'm feeling, what the devil is showing me, I allow that to come out of across the very palate of my mouth, I spoke forth a creative force that I need to repent of. I need to tell God, I'm sorry that I come in agreement. The Bible is very clear. Jesus goes into Matthew chapter 18, and he goes into great detail about how you and I, starting about verse 18, we can either agree with God or not. But if we agree with God or not, whatever we come in agreement with, it's going to come to pass. So we've got to be cautious. I've got to be looking from the point of my resurrection in Jesus Christ. I've got to be looking from the point that I am raised up. Amen. And I'm speaking those things. I'm saying, God, this is what Your Word says. This is what I have. This is what Your Word says. This is where I'm at. But I recognize and realize that Jesus always come and He raised. He elevated people. He brought them up out of their circumstance, out of their situation. And so there is no way this morning that as a blood-bought, blood-washed believer in Jesus the Christ, that the prayers you're praying, that the hope that you have, that the confidence that you have in Jesus Christ is not going to come to pass. It's coming to pass. Amen? God said, I will hasten to perform my word. So the things that you're believing God for, He is looking in every avenue, every way to bring it to pass in your life, in my life. The devil is a thief. He's the one that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ, as Brother Corey said in Sunday school class this morning, He's bringing abundant life to you and I, but we've got to recognize how to access it. And so this morning, I don't know what all your circumstances is. I don't know what your situation, but I know that God is here this morning. The Spirit of God is wanting to minister to you personally, intimately. He's wanting to encourage you. And He said, if you will come to this place of your location in Christ, and you'll see. Notice what He said. He said, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, you've got to see. Now, when it says that if you be risen with Christ, it means from the Greek that you have been roused from the dead. Dead, the death does not hold you anymore. It does not have an impact on you anymore. The working of Hebrews 2:14, Satan is death. Okay? So in other words, Satan doesn't have power over you and I anymore unless I come in agreement with him. So I've got to make sure that I'm coming in agreement with my Father by His Son. Amen? And if I will do that, all of a sudden I get the perspective where He said I could see myself sitting on the right hand of God. Now, that the right hand of God is the power of God. Come on. The right arm of God. That's the power of God. That makes everything it brings everything into subjection. This morning, you've got to see that the devil, he is an enemy to you, to me, but he's on a string. He's limited by what thus saith the Lord. Well, God wants you to be a voice in the earth. He wants you to speak out what His Word says. He wants you to put the wall up. See, the wall that fell off of Job, it fell because it said that Job's greatest fear came upon him. And Job himself, he is the one that broke the hedge. It wasn't because God wasn't a good God. It wasn't because God didn't want to take care of him. It was because of his own doing, his own words. And so this morning, I need to be in the place and the position where I see that I am risen, I am roused from dead. In other words, everything about me, everything about you is alive. See, the devil wants us to always be looking and hoping for someday. Oh, someday it's going to be better. Someday it's going to be great. Someday, won't it be wonderful over there? All those things are true. It'll be wonderful over there. But it's meant to be a kingship right now. It's meant for you to walk in victory right now. It's meant for me to walk in victory. And so the only way that can happen is that I see that I'm roused from death. I'm alive. Death no longer has a hold on me. And I am sitting on the right hand of the Father in Jesus Christ. The hand of power. So you need to exercise. I need to exercise my authority, my sphere of influence. I need to start naming things the way that God moved on Adam to name. Can you imagine as God brought the animals to Adam and the intellect and the understanding that Adam had because of his closeness, his proximity to the Father, he was able to look at that animal and put the correct name on it, even though he knew in the natural nothing about it, but in the spiritual, he knew the working of that animal. Now, think about it this morning. There's some things happening in your life, in your family's life, and you don't understand why it's happening. Now, you don't know why situations are the way they are. But by the Spirit of God, you can have such an intimacy with God that God can cause you to look past everything that's wrong, and He can give you a prophetic word, and that prophetic word, you can sow it. You can sow it by speaking it out of your mouth, and it will be a creative force that will bring the will of God to pass. See, God never got His will done until He spoke it. He spoke it, and when He said what He wanted to happen, then in the right season, it came to pass. See, your life and my life, it's not determined by the wilderness seasons. God doesn't look at that. See, somebody listen to me about the Spirit of God this morning. You can make your wilderness season shorter or longer. I've made mine longer out of ignorance, out of misunderstanding, out of actually just getting aggravated and saying what I felt. But this morning, let's you and I, let's take heed to the Spirit of God and let's shorten this season. Let's get out of this wilderness season and let's get into the blessing of God. Let's enter into the promises. Let's cross over to everything that God has for us. Amen? Now drop back with me to chapter 2. In Colossians chapter 2, now remember, you have received Jesus Christ. And look at verse number 6. Colossians 2 and 6. It says, as ye, come on, he's talking to the church, he's talking to the believers, just like there in 3 and 1. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now, you know, we try to overcomplicate things. Well, I want to walk like Jesus walked. Well, the word from the Greek simply means to live. To live. You know, I need to live like Jesus lived. How did Jesus live? Jesus said, he said that I have to have every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He said, man does not live by bread alone. Matthew 4:4. I've got to live by the Word of God. This morning, you've got to have a fresh frame of Word. You know, you can come to this church this morning, and we can do the norm, and then we can go home, or we can get into a place of prophetic worship, like we had this morning, where there's a move of the Spirit that is doing more in a few moments of time than you and I can do in all of our life. And if we'll get in that place of prophetic worship, then the prophetic word, the rhema word, will come out. It will go forth. And the word is this morning that you and I, that we have received Jesus Christ and we can live in Him. Better translated, live by Him. Come on, this word in is translated by, it's translated like, over and over. It all depends on the emphasis of the Scripture. So in other words, this morning I have the promise because I received Jesus Christ, I can live in Him, I can live by Him, I can live like Him. What did Jesus do? He saw something that wasn't right. He changed it. You and I, we can change situations this morning, not because we're anything, but because the one who blood bought us, blood washed us, He's given us authority to do it. Amen? Let's stop going around the same old mountain. Let's stop doing the same old thing. Let's allow God to do something different in our lives. Look what He says. Verse number 7. He said that rooted and built up in Him. In who? In Jesus Christ. Rooted this morning. Now, I want you to think about it. Psalms 1, you look at it in your home study time. We don't have time to look at it. But Psalms 1, it talks about that you and I can be planted. We can be rooted by this river. And that we can bring forth our fruit in our season, in due season. And that when drought comes all around us, that your leaf will not fail. Your fruit will not fail. Amen? So right now the devil's trying to tell us maybe we need to do something different. You've tried this. Maybe it's time to give up. No, you're right at the point of stepping over into the fruitful place. You're right there. You're right there. Don't back up. Don't give up. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to do anything different. You stay rooted in Jesus. This morning, the Holy Spirit is wanting to allow you to draw out of the depths, out of the richness of God. There is a water, Ezekiel said. There is a river that is flowing from the throne of God, and it's over your head. It's over my head. It will meet every need that you have. Amen? But you've got to see yourself pulling from that. Remember, your aspect, your perspective is not in and of this world, but you're seated up there with Jesus Christ on the right hand of power, the right hand of the Father, and you're pulling. You're pulling. He said, rooted and built up in Him. The Word of God is the only thing that will make you an overcomer. The Word of God is the only thing that will show you who you truly are. Do you realize that the devil, he has got his bluffing on the church of God, but he is afraid of you? Not because you or I or anything, but because of the name of Jesus. You're authorized to use that. And he is shaking and trembling, understanding that you're coming to a place of knowing what to do and when to do it. Amen? All right. He said, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now, the greatest thing that can happen in our lives is when we understand the power of thanksgiving, the power of praise. You remember in Luke chapter 17, you got 10 lepers and they start hollering out to Jesus. And they won't, let's just go there. Luke 17. Luke 17, verse number 11. And it came to pass, as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. You know this story very well. They had to be at least 300 feet away, yelling unclean. And it says, and they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. Now, these verses of Scripture are so powerful to me right now in this season of my life. I keep going back and back and back to them. I keep gleaning more and more truth, more and more revelation from them. But you and I today, when we understand that we're seated in heavenly places, we're seeking those things that are above, we're allowing the power of God to come out of our life, all of a sudden, it gives us the position where we're just praising God despite everything that we see and feel. Now think about the hurt that these lepers had encountered, the stigma that was upon them, the separation that was there, and all of these things. But all of a sudden, this one leper, when he saw what God had done for him, his praise was as loud as his cry. Now that's why I come here, because this morning, the Spirit of God wants us to see when we're really risen with Christ Jesus, when we're rooted and built up in Him, when He's our source, all of a sudden, our praise will be as great as our cry. And when we get it in perfect balance, see, God is always looking at the scales of your life. Everything about your life, it depends upon you on one side and Jesus Christ on the other. And when we get this thing balanced out where Jesus is our all in all, our praise is going to be as great as our cry. And when our praise becomes great as our cry, all of a sudden, the cry is gone. That's important for somebody this morning. The cry is gone. Now, notice what happens. When he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice, he glorified God. Verse 16, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And notice the Bible is very quick to let us know he was a Samaritan. Meaning, not only did he have the stigma of being a leper, but he had a stigma of being a mixed race. Because the Samaritans, as you know, you can study that if you're not familiar with it in John chapter 4. The Samaritans, they were aught with the Jews. And they worshipped different ways in different places because of what had happened in the Old Testament, in the time of Jeroboam and all of these things with the two golden calves. So not only did he have a stigma physically, but he had a stigma spiritually. But his cry was so great that God touched him, and then his praise becomes so great that all of a sudden Jesus makes this statement to him. In verse 19, he said, arise and go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Now think about this, because his cry was great and his praise become just as great, he got what the other nine didn't receive. The other nine, they got delivered from the physical symptom, but he got sozo. He got made whole, spirit, soul, and body. That's what Jesus is wanting you and I to see this morning. When we're sitting with Jesus Christ on the right hand of the place of power, and we're seeking those things above. In other words, we're not willing. You and I, it takes a battle for people. It takes a battle for our loved ones. It takes a battle for our community. And the devil is thinking that he can do what he told he was going to do in the book of Daniel. He can wear the saints out. But your source of strength is that you're rooted, Colossians 2, 6, you're rooted in Jesus Christ. You're grounded in Him. You're pulling from Him. So you're not going to wear out. You're recognizing and realizing who your authority is, and you're starting to praise God because you're starting to see what other people don't see. Oh, now hear that. See, this one leper is praising God. He's praising Jesus. The other nine are going their own way, and they're not even understanding what's happening. So don't you worry if nobody else understands what's happening. It's between you and God. You stand on what you know, what you're feeling, what God is revealing to you this morning. You allow that to encourage you and to strengthen you and to build you up, because you're in a place this morning where you're starting to allow the Word of God to come out of your life and not allow the situation to determine your speech. Come on now. All right. Let's go back to Colossians 2. Now, since you're rooted and built up in Him, look what it says. It says that in verse number 9, it says, "For in Him," come on, say, "I'm in Him."
I'm in Him.
Come on, a little louder. I'm in Him. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily."
Yes.
Now, you're in Jesus. Jesus is in you. You're ruling and reigning in Christ Jesus, sitting on the right hand of the Father, seeking those things which are above, and you're seeing yourself that this is not about me any longer. In me, I had sin. In me, I had hatred. I had anger. I had doubt. I had defeat. I had all of these things, but this is not about me. I'm rooted in Jesus. In other words, I am of Jesus. There's a new root in me. Come on, you're born of the Spirit of God. You're born by the Spirit of God because you accepted Jesus. That's the seed that is operating in your life from this moment on, at the moment of salvation, the moment of the new birth. Amen? And so here you are, and you've got to see yourself from that perspective of from the throne of God, "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." You don't have to look to anybody else. You look to Jesus in you. Jesus is close as you and I will receive Him. He's right here. And all we have to do is ask Him, "Lord, what would You have me to do? What would You have me to say? What's the word? What do I name this situation?" See, right now there's a situation in my life it's a battle. It's a battle. It's a struggle. And everything that the enemy is portraying, it is just as real as it is in your life. And it is so powerful, because the enemy is such a worker of deceit. And I've got to just ask the Lord, "You're going to have to help me, because I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to name this what the devil's wanting me to name it. God, if You don't help me, if You don't give me victory in this, because this symptom, this scenario that I'm seeing, it is the giant. And You got to help me." And so God will do that. He will do that. He will show us. He said that I'm inside of you. And if you'll just allow me to help you to be sealed, He said, "I'm going to show you that the whole Godhead is in you bodily." Now think about that. See, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is in every blood-bought child. But we've been taught, you know, so many religious ideals. Remember John 4:24? Jesus is talking, and he said, "God, don't marvel. God is the Spirit, and you must worship Him in spirit and in truth." Well, Jesus said, "When I go away, I'm going to send another Comforter, another Spirit." Just that word "another" means one just like me. "I'm going to send Him back to abide with you for a little while, for always, forever. And He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth." That "in you" is the answer, because Jesus is in you. See, that's why the devil wants to always talk to us out here. He wants us to get to always be looking externally, thinking externally. You know, evaluating, well, if this was God, if this was right, if this was going to be the answer, it would happen this way, it would be that, it'd be that. No, the answer is inside of you, because God is inside of you. all the focus has got to be on Jesus Christ, Him raised. Him raised in your life. Him raised in my life. Jesus said in John 12:32, if I lift up Jesus, it'll cause people to be drawn unto Him. Amen? And so we've got to see this reality of this. Now notice what happens. Verse number 10. It says, verse 9, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10, and ye are what? You know what this word means from the Greek? It means not missing one component. Amen. Now see, as long as we're looking externally, as long as we're looking for God to do something that Jesus done 2,000 years ago, we'll never receive it. Brother Corey quoted a verse this morning in Sunday school class in the book of James. You know, the book of James, chapter 5 says, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed thereby. So I'll just tell you this. I spent 20 years of my life or longer asking for a moving of the gifts of the Spirit in my life. Always asking. Always asking. And I couldn't figure out why that the Spirit of God wouldn't operate. You know, we know that the gifts are for the whole church and they're as the Spirit wills. But the Holy Spirit operates just like Jesus does, just like God does, by faith. And so if you're always asking for something that God has done gave you, is that faith? The moment that you start operating from the point of faith is the moment that all of these promises, which are yes and amen, start being ministered in your life. Yeah. As soon as I change my speech, everything come into perfect order. Amen? See, I was hurting myself. So you've got to see yourself this morning, verse number 10, and ye are complete in Him, in Christ Jesus. Why do we know it's Christ? Look at the last part of the verse. Which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 1:18 tells you that Jesus is the head. Alright? So Jesus is the head, and you're the many-membered body. So I've got to seek those things. I've got to start ruling out the authority of God because I'm on the right hand of God. I'm in Jesus Christ, seated in heavenly places. I have the authority. God, the priest of God in the Old Testament, they never sat down until their order was finished. Where is Jesus now? He's the great high priest and He's on the right hand of the Father. It's done. Ephesians 2:6, you're seated with Him. Stop working. Oh, come on now. In the name of Jesus Christ, see that Jesus hanging on the cross, John 19:30, said, it is finished. It's finished. Stop striving. Enter into His rest. Come on, that's what the book of Hebrews is about. How to enter into the rest of God and to receive the fullness of God, the blessing of God. You do that simply by saying, Lord, I see that I am complete in You. I am. Your word is true and genuine. I'm going to sit down in You. Now, we're not talking about physically. We're talking about spiritually. You sit down in the Spirit in the finished work of the cross, and then you get up in the flesh and you walk in a newness of life. You walk in a new power, a new place of confidence, a new place of victory, a new place of newfound freedom that you never had before. Now, notice this. He says, I love this, verse number 11, and whom also in Jesus you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Now hold that just for a second. Hold that thought in your mind. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Now think about it. The Old Testament, we had the ritual, the rite that they went through of carnal, of fleshly circumcision. But that did not no longer make them close to God because they just went through the habit. But this morning, you have been circumcised in your heart by the Holy Spirit because you chose to believe and trust on Jesus. Now, when that happened, look what it said. It says, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision. See, I want to talk to you about how you can get victory in the person's life you're believing for this morning. You get victory in their life because you start speaking this prophetically over their life. You start saying, "When Lord, I thank you that you're drawing them with your spirit. I thank you that you're making them, you're seating them with Jesus Christ, that they are in a place of being risen. They're no longer of this world, in this world, but they're in a place of this resurrection. And because of the circumcision of the power of Jesus Christ, the domination, the stronghold, the power of sin is no longer working in their life. Come on, we're talking about getting out of the crying and getting into the praise. Come on, we've done told God what's wrong. Now let's praise Him for what Jesus done, how He made it right. Amen? He said, buried with Him, verse 12, in the baptism wherein you are risen with Him through the faith. Now mark that down. Through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. Now, this part right here is so critical that we see. That we see that when we accept the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, we accept and we become redeemed by Him, that all of a sudden there is an operation of faith that took place. And when that happened, Jesus, He went to hell in my place. He took all of my sins, and He took them, and He put them on the altar under His blood. And so now all of a sudden there was an operation of what? That revived me, made me brand new, made me the creature of God, put me in the plan and the will of God to where I can be successful this morning, where you can be successful. But the only way that all of these things will come to pass is that we have to seek those things which are above. We have to set our affection, our heart on the truth rather than concentrating so much on the wrong. We speak out of our heart the Word of God that is right, the Word of God that changes the situation. And if we'll do that, we're going to see great miracles happen in our lives, in our families' lives. God wants to just to show that His Word is true. Amen? Glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You. We thank You this morning that we are risen with You. We have believed in the heart and confessed with the mouth, Lord. And we ask that You would just show us how this operation is taking place in our life, this operation of allowing You to be the head over every situation. There is not one thing supposed to dominate us. There is not one thing that's supposed to be above us because we're in You and everything is under Your feet. So, Lord, help us to see and name and to call and proclaim what Your Word says about every situation. Let all fear and doubt, all dread, all anxiety, let it bow under Your feet this morning. And Lord, those who that we love so dearly, and we know that You love them even more, as this battle is raging, Lord, we're trusting that Your Spirit is bringing truth in the midst of every lie, that there's light shining in the midst of the deepest, darkest cloud. And we're going to trust in You, Lord, that You're going to do what only You promised You would do. And we're going to rejoice in that reality. We're going to be in the place where our praise is for the provision that the promise has been completed. And we thank You for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Would You come this morning and allow the Spirit of God to help you? We brought our cry before God about situations and circumstances. Let's bring our praise to Him this morning. Let's thank Him that He has spoken a prophetic word to us this morning to show us how for things to be lined up into His will and His plan. Come on, some of you here, you've almost gave up on a person. You've almost gave up on a situation. You don't know. You've done everything you could do. This is the morning that you can come and make yourself an altar, and you can trust the Spirit of God to give you a word that will create the force, and it will be named of what God has for it rather than what this world has for it. Hallelujah. I wish you knew what I knew. There was a great battle. But God's on the throne, amen? And He's rearranged all of this because you were willing to allow Him to change this service. I was willing to allow Him to change this service. Would you come this morning? Hallelujah. Trust Him. Believe Him for the impossible. Let Him drop that word in your life that will forever change you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.